This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us here on the show, he's one of my favorite analysts in football. I always love our conversation. Such a good dude. You've heard him for years on the NFL on CBS. We now have him courtesy of Pro Football Focus, which is just awesome. He played defensive back in the NFL for many years as well. Our friend Solomon Wilcott. Solomon, good morning.
DA, good morning to you as well. Hope you're doing good.
Back at you, my man. And let's talk about the Steelers and Ravens matchup, because this is the matchup of the weekend. When it comes to the Steelers and the Ravens, we think defense because of their history. But is that where we should begin on Sunday's game, considering both have very prolific offenses?
Yeah, I think you do have to pay attention to what they're able to do offensively. Obviously, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, they score on offense in a very unconventional way. They have the league's number one ranked rushing offense, but they do it differently. And everything they do in the passing game, as you well know, the RPOs, the play-action pass, and all those things come off their ability to run the football. So I think it's going to be paramount for them to be successful in their run game.
In terms of what the Ravens have done offensively over the last couple of years, they've evolved. At first, it was Lamar Jackson just really running the football. Last year, he really opened it up passing-wise. Have they evolved more this year? Again, another step for Lamar Jackson's passing game? Or is it much the same of what we saw last season from Baltimore's offense?
I really do believe it's much the same, okay? I mean, right now, they rank 31st. In terms of their ability to throw the ball, in terms of their passing attack. And again, the passing plays are still coming off of play action. They're not in an offense where they're just going to drop back and have him play from the pocket. It's getting him on the edge of the defense, rolling him out, play action pass to the tight end. Rarely is the ball going outside the numbers where the receivers can give you most of the production. So, very similar to last year. And I think the greatest concern for Greg Roman and Coach Harbaugh is what happens if they fall behind in games. Is their passing game prolific enough to bring them back, okay, from large deficits and still be able to be productive? I think we saw in the Monday night game against Kansas City, their offense has yet to evolve to that level.
You bring up a stat that I don't think a lot of people would have realized, that the Ravens, one of the best teams in football, rank in the 30s passing-wise. When you have those types of limitations passing-wise, can you win big in today's NFL? Last year, the Titans kind of shut them down to the postseason. Do you think that limitation limits the Ravens from Super Bowl capabilities?
See, I think the unfortunate part is anytime you talk about the Ravens, people are going to have the conversation because that remains on the table, right? You can't take that off the table because I think they have defied logic in some ways. Remember last year, they were the only offense to finish the regular season averaging more than 30 points a game, but they did it unconventional. I think never before have we seen a team in our league that could score so many points so quickly, but running the football. Usually those points come out of the passing game. And so they kind of lulled us to sleep a little bit, but we forgot that if they fall behind on the scoreboard, I think that's their kryptonite. What happens if they have to play from behind? Can they stick with that running game when time is burning off the clock? In most cases, most teams can't do it. They have to start throwing the ball to get points in a hurry.
It's the jewel of the early slate of games on CBS. Steelers and Ravens, 1 o'clock kickoff from Baltimore. So we also have an interesting matchup with the Raiders and the Browns, both teams that are trying to make the postseason, trying to kind of turn around the direction of their franchise. And Odell Beckham is now done for the season. I don't want to say that the Browns offense is better without Odell, but can you study for us how it's different without Odell?
Yeah, I think that's the word to use, is how it's different. And I think we saw it in the second half, right? We saw Baker Mayfield just slicing and dicing and getting the ball to different players. Harrison Bryant was the Mackey Award winner at the tight end position coming out of college last year at Florida Atlantic. And now you see this guy's got some talent. Even with Austin Hooper out of the game, I think we're going to see more of Harrison Bryant. And Baker Mayfield's not going to be afraid to go to him. There won't be some pouting going on the sideline when the ball is not coming in the direction of their star wide receiver. We also saw Rashad Higgins and Donovan Peoples-Jones, the rookie from Michigan, now getting involved in the action. This is a talented roster, but some of these players that I just named for you, they were buried underneath the large presence that was Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, of course. But now these other players, they will get, I think, more of an opportunity to flourish. You know, I think Baker Mayfield can stay true to his progression and not just have to go looking for one receiver. That wasn't forced on him. I think he just felt the need to utilize the best player that he has, much like someone would use their best receiver on another team. Now I think he feels more free to distribute the ball more evenly, and I think we saw it in the second half of that Bengals game last week.
Solomon Wilcots joins us from Pro Football Focus. I was so happy when I heard that we had you booked, because I'm watching the World Series this week, and of course the big story is the Rays being so disciplined to their analytics that they take out Blake Snell when he's rolling. And kind of the baseball community melts down, hey, you've got to think about the player, not just the numbers. Does that happen in football, where front offices or organizations can be too beholden to stats and numbers? Or is football just a different beast when it comes to executing on the football field versus a sport like baseball?
Oh, man, DA, great question, by the way, because it is the great tug of war throughout all of sports. And you'd be surprised how in many corporations who's going to rule the day? Is it going to be the spreadsheet, or is it going to be the guy flying by the seat of his pants who's got a better feel? At least he's telling you he's got a better feel. He's going to do it with his gut, right? I got a gut feeling on this. And if you go back to the movie Moneyball, where Billy Beane is trying to, you know, talk with all these aging scouts, who they got a good feel, but they can't quantify what the in-game probabilities are. And so there's always going to be this tug of war of how much you're going to use the analytics to steer you in the right direction. And then when do you abandon them? The Rays had used analytics to leverage themselves into that situation. That's what got them there. Why would they get in that situation and then abandon the tools used to get them there? Now, I've always said all along, I do believe there's a human element to all of this. But I think the real fine line is, when do you go away from your data analytics that says the pitcher's going to start to fold after six innings, that he's going to be more vulnerable? He gave up one hit. I think, you know, the data pointed in that direction, and I think the manager said, yep, that we're seeing what the analytics has told us, that he'll start to get touched up right about here, so let's go in and rely on our bullpen. You and I both know, had the bullpen been stronger, maybe they win. But in baseball, the averages win out. The Dodgers offense is so prolific that sooner or later you got the sense that they were going to overwhelm, and I think we kind of saw that throughout the series.
So I love your perspective on this, because you're a player. You've been there before. You know what the human element is versus being just a chessboard piece. What do you think about the Rays' decision to do the book instead of the human being?
This is in the moment, real time. He was dealing. I mean, he really was. And so here is where the psychological part of this has something to say about it. As a manager, all you had to do was look at that Dodgers bullpen, and you could see they were deflated. They had no hopes of being able to hit them. But only when he made the switch, you could see the Dodger dugout had hope. It was like, whoa, they just gave us life just by making the switch. And so the best coaches, D.A., if you track back, whether it was Lombardi, whether it was Bill Parcells, I'm telling you, the best ones were always good psychologically. They understood their players. They knew how to touch their players. They knew who were the leaders, who weren't. They could read them like a deck of cards. And you have to be able to know that. You have to be able to know when you're getting your best stuff from any of your players on any given day. And so I think that's part of the dynamic. Use the data. The spreadsheet's going to give you information. It's only a tool, right? But you can, it's not going to do all your thinking for you, okay? You're going to have, as a coach, you got to show up. Other than that, if we're going to use the spreadsheet, why do we even need the coach? Why do we need the manager?
Exactly right, which is what made that decision in that game so fascinating. We could talk about it forever. Solomon Wilcox, Pro Football Focus. Boy, PFF is such a great resource this time of year for football fans. This weekend, a bunch of huge games. Steelers and Ravens is a big one, obviously. So that's one of the jewel games. Check it out there for complete analysis. Follow Solomon on Twitter as well, at Solomon's Wisdom, because he's got some great nuggets as well for every NFL game going forward. It's always good to catch up with you, buddy. Thanks so much for doing it early with us this morning.
You're the best, D.A. Keep up the good job. Take care.
You too, bud. Thanks so much. Solomon Wilcox joining us this morning on the show. So much good stuff from Solomon. So much good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.